540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Conditions are getting better at state's youth prisons in northern Wisconsin. A court-appointed monitor says the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are now in what's considered substantial compliance with 32 requirements. Those requirements were put in place after a lawsuit in 2017 over conditions at the lockups. The monitor says rooms are cleaner, safer, and better lit. The game rooms are better, and so is the food. They've also hired more staff who are better trained on how to use force when they have to. Wisconsin's taxing and spending document for the next 2 years is now the law. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Governor Evers signed the $99 billion state budget Wednesday. He made 51 partial vetoes. Most notably, he took a $3.5 billion Republican tax cut and made it $175 million instead. Wisconsin goes back to four income tax brackets, and Evers is directing most of the tax relief to the bottom two.
It's my belief that the middle class in the state of Wisconsin is where we should be supporting those cuts in the most efficient way possible.
The governor is also restoring University of Wisconsin diversity offices. He rejects Republican claims that DEI is divisive.
Any large company in the state of Wisconsin has DEI efforts so that they can get enough people to do the work for them. And suddenly we're going to say this is a divisive thing. Give me a break.
Evers' vetoes also direct more money for K-12 education and lifts a Republican ban on transgender medical care. Republicans don't have enough votes to override Evers' veto unless a handful of Democrats cross party lines. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss tells the Journal Sentinel the governor stole Republican ideas, then returned to his true liberal ideology. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
A warning, it's just as important to keep your home cool in the summer as it is to keep it warm in the winter. Denise Steptoe is an advocate for families who struggle to pay utility bills. She says many families are still trying to pay down their winter bills and that people facing difficult choices are turning off their fans and air conditioners to save money.
They're making dangerous choices in their home. They're juggling to whether I pay my utility bill or do I buy food? Do I buy my medication? Do I pay my rent?
There are programs in Wisconsin to help people pay their bills. People are also encouraged to make payment arrangements with their utility companies. Might take a while before we know why a freight train jumped the tracks in Reeseville the other day. The state railroad commissioner says only a small number of people are trained to handle these types of investigations. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in southeast Wisconsin. West Allis police say a firework misfired, injuring two workers at the city's fireworks show. During the incident Tuesday night, a shell failed to ignite properly and exploded at the launch site, causing two workers to be struck by shrapnel. They were taken to the hospital, and West Allis police say they're still investigating. To tackle the rise in summer violence, Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman has introduced a strategy that emphasizes the enforcement of the city's curfew.
If your child is out after hours without a valid reason and is involved in an incident, we will cite you.
Under Operation Summer Guardian, officers will focus their attention on high-crime neighborhoods by deploying additional personnel to 27 specific areas. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers let a home win slip away in the ninth. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night, the Brewers, who led most of the way, took a 3-1 lead into the top of the ninth with all-star closer Devin Williams on the mound and just one strike away from a victory. The Cubs' Nick Horner at bat on the Cubs' marquee TV network.
On the ground, Anderson picks it up. Dramatic fashion. Three runs in the ninth.
Brewers third baseman Brian Anderson's throw to Owen Miller playing first went into the dirt.
Just didn't make a good throw. That's a play that I've got to make, 10 out of 10 times. It cost us today.
It was the Brewers' Devin Williams' only second blown save in 20 appearances.
I did everything I can do. Blue pitch, start the inning. strike out the next guy. They hit one ball out of the infield that whole inning. So, yeah, man, I've been grinding, trying to get it done for the boys.
Cubs manager David Ross on his designated hitter, Mike Tauchman's two-run double to drive in the tying run and later score to put Chicago ahead.
That was a heck of a bat. The boys told me to cuss again in the postgame presser, but I'm going to stay away from it. So, heck of an at-bat.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell on the ninth inning debacle in front of 31,000.
Tauchman had a good at-bat. I mean, you give him credit for having a nice at-bat and fouling off some pitches and put a ball in play, and then we made a defensive mistake, and that was it.
So the Brewers lose 4-3. The Cubs now have a 2-1 lead over the Crew heading into today's fourth and final game of the series. First pitch at 1:10. NBA free agency today. Players can sign their new contracts. The Bucks held a press conference before they head west for summer league games. New head coach Adrian Griffin asked to comment on ESPN's report that Giannis Antetokounmpo recently had knee surgery.
Yes, he had a routine surgery on his left knee, and it went great. Everything went as planned, and we expect him back ready to go in training camp.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is a
hey, how you
big party, man.
Yeah,
I brother, can dig it.
Solid.
Right on.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. How you doing, Calvin?
I'm doing well, Earl. The skies are blue. It's going to be a good day. How are you?
Nice and cool, man. It's nice outside, man.
Yeah, nice after the how hot and sticky it's been.
Yeah,
the last
let me lean on you a little bit in this first segment of the show, man. Because there are two areas that an old bluebeard like myself, you know just a little bit of a tiny bit about, and I know I need to know more, and my generation needs to know more. But these things are changing so swiftly that you just, you know, metaverse and artificial intelligence. So we hear these things tossed around. Artificial intelligence, I kind of know a little bit about. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789, man. Let's start with artificial intelligence. So is that, explain it to us.
Well, artificial intelligence is basically computer simulated thinking. Artificial intelligence as we think of it in like a science fiction
right
connotation is like basically like a sentient robot. How artificial intelligence is in practice right now is it's called machine learning. So it like basically uses algorithms to analyze inputs, and then like basically it just figures out based off what you put into it what it thinks you want.
So the machine and the computer is in essence doing its own thinking?
Essentially, it's less scary than it sounds. Okay, in its present form.
Explain it.
Well, so as it exists right now, you basically are setting parameters, and then the computer, like, you'll give it like a data set. Like, say if you want artificial intelligence to like write you a story or something,
right?
It will analyze inputs from all over the internet, and then you'll give it parameters. Like, say I want this story about this and this long and to have this many characters, and then it can simulate that those parameters based off the inputs that it's been.
So it's not actually thinking on its own.
Correct.
It's thinking within the guidelines that you put in it.
Correct.
Okay, and so, but what happens is the guidelines that you put in it, there's so many variables involved in those guidelines that it can put together whatever it is inside of all those different variables?
Correct.
Okay. I mean, that's still pretty amazing, right?
Oh, no, it's incredible, and it's definitely a big advancement in technology. It's not to the point where we have to be worried about the robots taking
No, man, but I'm just, you know, it is just to me that at some point in time, at the rate these things are going, and there appears to be an endless, limitless way that this can be used in the coming years, that, you know, you kind of have to worry a little bit about long term what this can really mean, right?
Oh, for sure. It's definitely scary. It's more scary in the sense like it's going to take away jobs. Is a big
right, no question. There's no question it's going to eliminate jobs. Let's go to the phone lines and Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, man. How you doing?
Hey, Earl. It's good. I'm very concerned about it. I mean, AI can be good to a point, but what I worry about, and I don't think Calvin worries about, is the long term. It's going to get to the point that they're going to be deciding things for us, these machines, because they're going to think that they're more right than we are. I mean, as far as like diagnosing diseases and everything like that, it's going to be good. I saw a video of these soldiers fighting this robot, and this robot was armed with a real gun. And they would pop up different like bad guys in the background, and he would shoot them. Well, the soldier was programmed not to. Excuse me, the artificial intelligent robot was programmed not to shoot the live soldier. But this robot is shooting around this guy, and this guy's kicking him and pounding him with a bat. And he would not harm the soldier, but he would shoot everybody around him that were, you know, was not in the program. But I am concerned about what's going to happen in 30 or 40 years from now, because we will not be making decisions. They'll be making decisions for us, and that's going to be where it's going to be.
Well, you know, man, I think it's sooner than 30 or 40 years. When you look at where things have progressed in just the last 10 years, right? I mean, the fact that these things, and as Calvin said, can and will be replacing people and their jobs. And for anybody who thinks that's far-fetched, they're out of their mind. We live in a capitalistic society, and people are going to be replaced. And the higher up the job is that you have with managing many different things, I think Calvin and Gary, the more likely it is that your job is going to be replaced. This is an endless thing, and you know, technology is not, the world's not going to stand still because we're afraid of it, but the continued advancements of these things certainly are going to be a problem. I agree with you, Gary, that the medical aspects of it. I was at the doctor's office on yesterday, and I was at the hospital on yesterday night seeing a friend of mine. And man, they brought in some equipment, man, that just kind of blew my mind. You know, it used to be you would go if you needed x-rays, Calvin and Gary, you would, they would roll you into a huge room and cold as ice and stand you up. And then you'd have to go through this, but they brought in this little small portable machine, man. And it's like a little robot. And it comes into the room, and man, they do the x-rays right there. I mean, technology is advancing. And I don't think any of us, Calvin, are saying we want to see it, you know, not move forward. But I mean, clearly some things to worry about, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think with the job thing, it's going to go to industries that you wouldn't expect. Like, I think I've heard that accounting is actually going to be one of the first industries taken over by artificial intelligence.
Right.
So that's not a job you typically think of being phased out. You think of that as a pretty future-proof job, but...
Well, but you would think clearly accounting, because of what these, you know, what these machines can do, that they can do that better than a human being.
Oh, of course. Know, they can just analyze the numbers so much more efficiently.
Yeah. Gary, anything else?
No, I just, you know, do you remember the movie Terminator?
Absolutely.
And you had, right, okay. Well, they talked about that, you know, let's, 30 years ago, what was going to happen. And I thought, that's crazy. But you know what? It's coming to fruition, you know? So it's going to happen. So I'm concerned. So.
Hey, man, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, Calvin, when we come back, I kind of got a little idea of what metaverse is. You know, one time I had on those... Whatever the thing is you put over your head.
The VR goggles.
Yeah, the VR goggles. I had them on once. I didn't like the feeling. Have you ever done that?
I have used some cheap ones. I've never used a good nice one.
Oh, but they got some nice ones. I guess I saw, man, where Apple has one for $300.
Yeah, Apple's one is a weird one.
$3,500. So we'll talk a little bit about can you imagine? I mean, just looking at your phone and they've got something for $3,500, man. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Man, I'm getting old. We'll be right back. Bring some understanding here today. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. Ooh. Right on. Right on.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with a high of 76. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight. Daytime highs approaching 77 tomorrow. Mainly clear skies. Highs level off around 77 Saturday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 82, partly cloudy Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place if you can. Reach out and touch.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, text us at that same number. Listen, I have not turned over a new leaf. We will get into politics a little later on in the show. But I'm so happy to have in the studio Greg. Hey, Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Earl. How are you doing?
All right. So, man, you just look like a guy who knows your way around the metaverse.
And the version of me in the metaverse looks much better than the version you see before. He's fit, full head of hair, his eyes don't need glasses. I am looking good in the metaverse.
So, man,
$3,500.
For Metaverse.
For the Apple.
The Apple.
Yeah.
So you put this thing over your head.
Yeah.
And you know, I remember having one of those things on briefly.
Yeah.
Because I'm a guy who has 20/80 vision without my glasses. And it's not a good thing to try to do with your glasses on, right? And it just was just weird. This was like 5 years ago. So mm-hmm. Can you imagine where they are now?
Oh, I mean, if it's Apple, it's going to be the highest technology, the highest quality, and people will buy it. I mean, every time Apple comes out with something new and they're like, it's going to cost you $2,100. I'm like, no one's going to. Then everyone buys it.
Right.
They find a way to get it. And it becomes the common thing. And that's, you know, you are asking me if I'm into it or what I think of it. And I think I have to keep an open mind on it because I could easily say this isn't going to go anywhere. But
right.
In 5 years, this will be the way that people access their information and communicate with people. They'll be able to sit in a room with somebody who's halfway around the world
right.
and have a conversation. And that's, I mean, this is where the technology is heading. And I want to keep an open mind, but I also want to stay positive and be like, this isn't dangerous. But also there are some applications we don't know about.
Right. Well, the metaverse.
Yeah.
What is that?
As far as I know, the metaverse is just a it's like,
oh, you're too old to know what it is. We should be talking about Calvin.
Well, I mean, Calvin, am I wrong? Oh. It's like virtual reality. Like when I was growing up in movies, the big thing was virtual reality. And that's what it seems like to me is like you just are able to access something outside reality. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no. So I guess the idea behind the metaverse is it's like a communal sort of like area or interface for virtual reality. So people will like be able to go into the metaverse to like meet with each other or do things.
That, so you're actually leaving the earth as we know it. If you're going to some place that you're at, I'm sure it was.
Well, so like when I was growing up, getting onto the early days of the internet, you went into places called chat rooms.
Right.
And what this seems like to me in a basic form is one of the things you can do, because you can do all sorts of things with the VR goggles, is go into a room with other people who are not in the same room.
Right.
And you can have discussions. You can have of all sorts and live your life in this place. And, you know, one of the questions is, when can you just then just leave reality and you no longer have to worry about going to the grocery store and getting yourself some food? I mean, everything's delivered now anyways, but you don't have to be in your reality anymore.
So, Greg, that's, man, you just hit on it. Leaving reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. And people have been doing it for years in different forms.
Yeah. So you want to escape. It's a way out of. Calvin, is that safe to say it's for a short period of time, you're actually getting away from what we know of this life?
Yeah, I would say so. But as Greg said, I would say it's an extension of every form of escapist entertainment, from fiction writing to TV shows to video games.
Well, so look, man, every time I pick up this phone, And there's this clear picture. If I want to have a conversation with somebody, Greg, I can do it and see them. The whole. Yeah. Well, man, when I was a kid, there was something called the Jetsons.
Oh, I remember Judy.
Yeah. So yeah, you've been around a little while. Yeah. And you would see that cartoon, and it would show them talking to the person and seeing.
Yeah.
That's old stuff now.
They're saying the same thing about Star Trek. Star Trek came up with all these technologies on the TV show back in the 60s, things that have been realized now. And, yeah, it's just the way technology progresses. And, you know, it was amazing when we could just – it was amazing when you'd hold your phone up and talk to your mom.
Right.
And see your faces.
Right.
Now, if your mom lives in, you know, Portland and you live here – she could throw on some goggles, you could throw on some goggles, and you can have a conversation together in a room and see each other and see your hands move and see emotion, and you can be there. You can almost like you're going to hug, but you can't.
You know, man, that and I want to talk a little bit more about it after we come back from the break, because, you know, it ain't going anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
Right.
No, I mean, it's right to embrace it, but I think it's also very right to question it, what the nefarious applications are. Because for me, for you, for Calvin, for anyone I know, we're going to use it for fun stuff.
Right, right.
And exciting stuff. Like, you know, I want to ski down K-12. I'm going to do it with my VR goggles.
Yeah.
But where's the technology going for those who don't have the same idea?
Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. If you can reach out and touch somebody's hand. Oh, if you can, why don't you reach out and touch somebody's hand? A better place. If you can
summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Dangerous temperatures will blanket parts of the country today as the world sets another heat record. Climate scientist Jonathan Foley blames climate change.
These global temperature records are just going to keep falling because the planet has been steadily warming year by year, slowly at first. But over the decades, we're now kind of getting outside the realm of anything we've really seen before.
A January 6th rioter was arraigned for creeping around former President Obama's house in Washington. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Later this morning, his defense lawyers will seek to have him freed, saying he's not a flight risk. and that he wants to go home to his wife in Washington State.
And Meta just launched Threads as a direct competitor to Twitter. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Meta and Facebook and Instagram as a whole organization can come in and say, we are going to offer a social network that is more reliable than Twitter has become.
It launched early last night in the U.S. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers has reduced funding for Milwaukee's Republican National Convention from $10 million down to $1 million, with the remaining $9 million being redirected to the state's tourism office. A significant portion of the initial funding was intended to assist Milwaukee in covering the expenses associated with hosting the National Political Convention. The big gig heads into its home stretch. Pete Schwaba has more.
The final weekend of Summerfest kicks off today. Young Gravy is filling in at the amphitheater for AJR, who is filling in for Jimmy Buffett. There are a couple of bus lines running to the fest with construction in the area of the big gig grounds.
Determining the cause of the train derailment in Dodge County may take some time. There was significant damage to the tracks and it created a big mess. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I've stolen Greg from the Christian Bry Show for a couple minutes, and glad to have him in the studio. Let's go to Gene from McClure. Hey, Gene, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Oh, thank you so much for the show. This is an amazing show. I am the same age as you are, Earl. And so I find this stuff fascinating. And the thing that whoever thought that you could see a picture of somebody else over your telephone? You know, I mean, we never had things like this. It's, to me, it's like, wow. I mean, it keeps going. But anyway, I'm wondering, too, is visual and auditory areas of the brain are stimulated utilizing this type of equipment. And I find that really fascinating because, Earl, you said you weren't comfortable. Well, I did some things, you know, with the visual and auditory at the same time, and it's like, ooh, I don't like this at all, because that's not the way that we were brought up, and it really is, uncomfortable, because we're not used to something like that. And I'm wondering, too, as you know, right now they have the visual areas of the brain they can stimulate, and I would love to be able to find information on that, and also, you know, the auditory at the same time, so you feel there and you feel included, and so you get those areas stimulated. But the ones that they don't have yet is the sensory. But I find it interesting where people can learn to walk again by the stimulation in the brain areas and things. And so to me, I keep the information coming because this is fascinating. Thank you so much for this. This is great.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. I mean, listen to this. Meta takes aim at Twitter with launch of rival app Threads. The Meta Universe has unveiled an app called Threads to rival Twitter. It's targeting users looking for an alternative to the social media platform owned and frequented frequently changed by Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So the competition is going to force this thing to just...
Well, yeah, I mean, Meta is the company that owns Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and this is looks like they just want to launch, because people are really unhappy on Twitter. I mean, Elon Musk took that thing over and just, he made it his personal rich boy project,
right,
to quote-unquote disrupt as much as possible, and it made people really upset. He was banning journalists for a time who didn't, right, like him. So, yeah, I mean, if Meta, who owns Facebook, and Facebook has a lot into VR... Meta has a lot in the VR, I should say. I'm wondering
VR, visual reality?
Virtual reality.
Virtual reality.
The goggles.
Right.
So I'm wondering if Meta will use that VR technology to somehow, with this new thing, Threads, will, you know, utilize that. You're like, oh, you want to post something, or do you just want to be part of the conversation?
So what we were talking about off the air, Greg, is this technology that we're all blown away by.
Yeah.
It's really old technology compared to what is really out there.
Oh yeah, I'm. What we've got is whatever probably the government has said this is okay for the people, because we've got the government. You know, you were talking about the International Space Station. I'm like, well, I'm sure whatever they have at the Pentagon is 10 times more
advanced than
advanced,
that.
Effective, targeted, and we're getting the party version because we're just going to go have fun and do things, and we're not going to try to, you know, access, well, I won't at least,
right,
access information and things like that. So,
well, you know, they've prepared the younger people for that future.
Yeah.
Because again, I can put this phone in the hands of a 7-year-old,
mm-hmm,
or 10-year-old, and they can navigate it.
Yeah.
It's this phone can do so many different things. But all I use it for is a phone.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, go take a picture every
now
and then.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is I got a niece and a nephew who are older now. But, like, I mean, I remember telling them, like, there was a time when, you know, we didn't have the internet in the home. Or, you know, like, their brains are like, you didn't have internet growing up? What'd you do? I'm like, I didn't want to be the guy. But, like, I didn't. I did other things. I went outside and played. But yeah, their brains, those kids can't comprehend the idea of not having that phone.
See, and so it puts us further and further apart from the elders and the youth, because, mm-hmm, technology is forcing us,
yeah,
further and further apart, as my generation steadfastly does not want to get involved in that.
Yeah.
It's just pushing us further and further apart. And I've always said to my generation, because I was one of the guys who came kicking and screaming, I don't want to do it. I remember when I was doing radio and we didn't have laptops,
yeah,
right? And they brought in this thing called a laptop, and I said, oh, no, get it away, right? I don't want that.
Yeah.
And then the flip phone came in, And that was the technology. And man, mm-hmm. we were, can't believe it. I got this thing right here.
Yeah.
And then I held on to that. I didn't want to let that go.
Yeah.
And my wife kept saying, well, you got to move on from that. No.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just moving so fast, man, and you know, that, you know, I think we got to do everything within our power to at least try.
I was going to say, I think what I'm hearing, Earl, and all out there listening, I think we need to hook Earl up with some VR goggles and get him in the metaverse. I think we need to get him out there, because I think the problem is, and my mom was the same way. She didn't want to buy a CD player because she had tapes.
Right.
She didn't want to buy. Right. You know, but she's moved her way into all the technology. I think if you sit down the elders with that technology and say, "Oh, you can talk to your grandkids today," they're going to be on board.
You know,
and they'll be there.
You know, man. I remember. Reel-a-reel tapes, right?
Yeah.
And it was the technology.
Yeah.
Man, I am old. And it was the technology. And, man, I was just fascinated that people could have these reel-a-reel tapes. And so, finally, I was able to get a reel-a-reel.
Yeah.
And, man, I finally came into the real world. And then with the movies, man, you know, the what do you call those things, man?
DVD players or
no? It was before
laser discs or VHS.
VHS,
yeah.
And man, that was really good stuff, right?
Yeah.
The VHS,
you could
put that in. I remember the 8-track tape players.
Oh my gosh! I told my grandma in the late 90s they stopped making those things, and she was not happy. Man,
so you would have, you know, your car. And you'd have all these, proud of these 8-track tape players that were big and cumbersome. Yeah. Where would you put them, right?
Yeah.
You didn't have anywhere. Let's go to Earl from Milwaukee. Hey, good morning, Earl. How you doing? You've got to be
a... fine, Earl.
You got to be an old guy.
I'm Earl Boyce.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? An old guy.
Yeah, we work together.
I know. I said an old guy.
Yeah, you better be old guy. No, I was just listening to your show. I was listening to your show, and you was talking about things the way they used to be. Do you remember? I'm sure you do. One of the first video games that came out, it was that blip.
Pong.
You hit the ball.
It was Pong.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pong.
Remember that?
Yeah, man.
A lot of people now, a lot of kids that can't even play that game.
You know, man. You know, when Pong first came out, and I don't know, Calvin, you know what Pong is?
I'm familiar, yeah.
And so, man, that was just so unbelievable that you could do that, right?
Yeah.
And as slow moving as that was, and man, they sold a lot. They made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Atari or something like that?
It was Atari, yeah.
Yeah, and they made all this money off of that. And that was kind of advanced stuff for you and I, Earl.
Uh huh.
You're an old guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man, you remember Pong?
Hey,
and I'm
glad to be old.
So let me ask you, what about you know about the metaverse?
No, I don't really get into that. It's more advanced for me. I'm comfortable, like you said, with the phone. Hello, goodbye, I'm done.
hey, man, but you know, you got great grandkids, man. You know, what about the computers, man?
Yeah.
What about the computer?
I do a little bit, not that much, but if I need some help, I got plenty of help.
I know. that's what the grandkids and great grandchildren are for, right?
That's right. That's what it is, man.
Hey, man, do me a favor, man. Hey, Earl, leave your phone number with Calvin, okay? I want to get in touch with you.
I will do that.
All right. Thank you very much for the call.
You know what's funny is that you talk to your grandkids or the great-grandkids, and you say, I only make calls on my phone. They're going to be like, you call people on your phone? Why? I text people. I never call. You never call people. I mean,
you know, man. It really is fascinating, and you know, like I said, I'm gonna talk about politics in a minute, but this is just still fascinating to me. This the way things are moving, and the fact. Uh-oh, Tom from L.A. Hey, good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that, especially after we get money out of politics. Yeah, I remember Pong. You know what? It actually helped with your hand-eye coordination is what it really helped with in terms of, you know, table tennis.
As slow as it moved, Tom. It helped with hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
I remember how slow it moved.
No, it moved very slow. There's no doubt. You had to make sure you had your joystick, I think they called it. Yeah, on the right spot. But one thing I will say, Earl, like, I'm a person, I cannot play virtual reality games. There's something in my brain that is very, very, where it's very realistic to me. I know there's some kids maybe that can play it and stuff, and I'm not one of those people that are like, oh my God, ban these video games and all this kind of stuff. I personally cannot play them. I played one time and I got very aggressive and I like even left this place that had the virtual reality game and I was about ready to headbutt somebody. I was ready to like get in a fight with someone.
Tom, it got too real.
Yeah, it's too real.
I can't do it. I mean, that's why I've made the choice. I've made an actual choice because I have friends that have virtual reality games and you know all the different shoot 'em up games and all this kind of, and I'm like, you know, I just abstain from all of that. Because I'm too afraid of myself if you really want to know the truth. Yeah. And I'm glad that I have the know-how, you know, to be able to say to myself, that's just not a smart
move. It's not for everybody, Tom. It clearly is not for everybody. And, you know, it just is not. And, you know, and as Greg said, right now the cost is prohibitive.
Yeah, for some, yeah.
Yeah. $3,500, you know. Anyway, hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Greg, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. We'll do this again. Yeah. Calvin as well. We got to go to break. 844-967-2789. And guess what? Politrick time. We'll be right back.
Solving mysteries is hard. Streaming them isn't. This Mystery Month on BritBox, stream the best selection of British mysteries, including the newest seasons of Luther, Silent Witness, Father Brown, Vera, and more. Stream with a free trial now at BritBox.com.
Staples Total Support Plans are your tech plans for the unplanned. With 24/7 PC protection against bugs, cracks, and hacks. Plans start as low as $199.99. Plus, now get up to $250 off select computers. In-store only offer ends 7/29. See an associate for details. Protect your tech at Staples.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
We've all felt left out.
And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 76. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54 tonight, mainly clear. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow, highs around 77. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday, with highs in the upper 70s, partly cloudy skies Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Mike Pence, former vice president of the United States under Donald Trump, made a statement on yesterday that should alarm us all. And I just don't understand, you know, these are people who should know better, but clearly they make statements for to shock in many instances, and or to try to gain allegiance with voters that may help them in their hopes to become president of the United States. But Mike Pence warned that American troops may have to fight in Russia. Now, what is he talking about? You know, who in their right mind believes or wants the United States military to get engaged militarily with Russia? And here's what he had to say. Former Vice President Mike Pence said Tuesday that the United States could find itself sending military troops to fight Vladimir Putin's forces if Ukraine loses its war against Russia. Pence made the comments during an appearance on radio's Hewitt's show, where he said that what's going on in Ukraine right now is not just a war, it's evil. So, 844-967-2789. What does he mean? It's not just a war, it's evil. Now, I know that Mike Pence is a practicing Christian. And so to me, any war is evil. Not just a war in Ukraine, our war in Afghanistan, in Iraq, you know, in Vietnam, and many other places was evil. But to say that, you know, if Ukraine loses this war, we need to step in because this is a war between good and evil is ridiculous. I don't want my grandson, if I had one, to be fighting a war with Russia over Ukraine. I'm sorry. Really not our issue. You know, Calvin, you're a young guy. You could very easily, you know, had this been 3 or 4 years earlier and things turned bad? I mean, could you see yourself or young people fighting a war with Russia over Ukraine?
I can't. I struggle with it because I obviously wouldn't do the fighting. I'm not interested in being a soldier. At the same time, Ukraine, I feel my heart goes out to the citizens there because they are going through hell right now. And it just seems like it would be an unfortunate situation to just let them lose.
I get all of that. But at the end of it, if putting United States troops on the ground in a direct war against Russia, can't see it. CJ, what's going on, man?
Morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so I don't know what's happening with CJ. But the truth of the matter is, no, man, just not something that the American people are looking for. And even though your heart bleeds for Ukraine, to say that you know, American blood should be shed there is a bridge too far. You know, and don't forget, man, we're just coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan. And so we say Ukraine today. What will it be next? CJ, quickly.
Oh, we got here by this president's weakness in Afghanistan and Putin.
I'm not even worried about how we... I'm not worried about how we got there. The question becomes whether or not it would be something to have American troops.
Not under this commander-in-chief.
CJ, not under any commander-in-chief should it happen.
We wouldn't be there. It wouldn't even be an issue today, Earl, if President Trump would have been in office. Putin never would have moved.
Hey, CJ.
A soldier dead in Afghanistan for a year and a half. 13 died underneath this idiot of a president who's bought and paid for by China.
Bought and paid for by China.
Why would he call their president a dictator? Like, your logic makes just...
CJ, who was Donald Trump bought and paid for by? No!
You know what?
Who was Donald... If Biden is paid for by China, who was Donald Trump bought and paid for? And who is he being bought and paid for by now?
What country was invaded during Trump's presidency? Name one, Earl.
Listen. Got to go to a break, man. Julie and whoever else will come to you on the other side. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Politics in full effect. Slow down, yeah.
Slow down. I'm in the fast lane. Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303.
Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit theripen.com/disclosure.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.